Well, the world has been holding out hope all year that a vaccine would create a path back to, well, something looking like normal. But the World Health Organization says even though vaccines have been created, none of those will necessarily stop the spread of the virus. Rather, only stop the virus from becoming a serious disease inside our bodies. It means the two-week quarantine system for travellers is most likely here to stay and will also be used for people who've been vaccinated. Rachel Mealy has the story.
With vaccine injections suddenly the subject of optimistic news coverage, the World Health Organization wants to temper the world's hopes, warning that even those inoculated against COVID-19 may infect others.
We're learning now, and we continue to wait for more results from the vaccine trials, is to really understand if these vaccines, apart from preventing symptomatic disease and severe disease and deaths, whether they're also going to reduce infections or preventing people from getting infected with the virus, prevent them from passing it on or transmitting it.
The WHO's chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, says there's just not enough evidence to show that the vaccines cut down on infection rates across a population.
I think till we know more, we need to assume that people who have been vaccinated also need to take the same precautions.
Professor Paul Griffin is the Director of Infectious Diseases at the Mater Hospital in Brisbane. He says clinical trials for vaccine efficacy aren't designed to look at whether or not infection rates are reduced, and this is a much harder matter to prove.
We're clear already that the vaccines that are progressing well through clinical trials or, in fact, through regulatory approvals definitely do that. In terms of whether they do other things as well, it's not that we know they don't. It's just that they're harder to prove. So while there's a lot of talk that we haven't yet shown these vaccines reduce transmission, it's not to say that they won't at least have some effect on that. So that's information that will be borne out in time, hopefully. But yes, the main way we know these vaccines are achieving the excellent results they are is through reducing progression to severe disease.
Professor Griffin does sound an optimistic note, though. He says a vaccinated person would shed fewer virus particles and therefore be less infectious.
The thing is, when people say we haven't proven they reduce transmission, well, we know that the way this virus is transmitted is, you know, through having viral particles in droplets that are predominantly emitted in higher numbers through things like coughing. And so if we reduce symptoms such as coughing, well, we are going to reduce how easily people are able to transmit to others. So while it might not be a direct action on reducing viral shedding, for example, we know that reducing clinical disease will have an impact on transmission and therefore epidemiology eventually. So even if the vaccine isn't predominantly directly reducing transmission, they will help.
But what does this all mean for global travel? Can vaccinated Australians fly back in and skip quarantine? Professor Griffin says no.
I mean, I think we know that you need exceptional vaccine coverage in people that are travelling, but also in the destinations people are going to have an impact on the epidemiology there to reduce that risk. And it's very unlikely that that's going to be a short-term outcome. And so to make sure we keep Australia safe, given how great our control has been, even with the vaccine rolling out here, it's not going to be that we can completely scrap our quarantine program.
Russia is among the destinations off limits for the foreseeable future. Just last week, Vladimir Putin spoke at his annual press conference and boasted that Russia had outperformed other countries in its management of the pandemic.
This tsunami of issues has hit the entire world, not just Russia. But we can safely say that we were up to scratch. We rose to the challenge. And in many ways better than any other country in the world.
Russian health officials have registered 3 million cases since the pandemic began, the fourth highest in the world. But until now, the death toll was reported to be a little over 55,000 because official COVID deaths weren't declared without an autopsy. Now, the Russian government has corrected the record and says more than 186,000 people have died from COVID-19. Vladimir Putin and his government are pinning their hopes on a locally developed vaccine named Sputnik V.
Rachel Mealy reporting.